Now let's review some recent statements that officials have made about what they say must never happen. President Bush has said the United States cannot leave Iraq because al-Qaeda could take over. Presidential candidate John McCain says the U.S. cannot leave Iraq because that could allow genocide. And a top British general says the Western powers cannot leave because it would leave a huge strategic problem. In each case, supporters of the war speak in negative terms about what they want to avoid. It is less common at the moment to hear a statement of what Western forces realistically hope to achieve in Iraq. So we put a question to Lieutenant General Graham Lamb. He's the British general who warned against that huge strategic problem, and he is almost finished with a year in Iraq. I wonder if you can formulate a positive statement for us, if there is one. We must stay in the current strategy in order to accomplish what, precisely?
Progress. There's a rather, I think it was a captain, 1930s, Little Hart, who once said the object of war is to make a better peace. I believe that is exactly what we're doing here. We're doing it with the Iraqi forces. We're doing it with this Iraqi government of the day. The answer is there are enormous challenges in front of us. But my view is everything I've seen over these last 11 months is we are making progress. That actually al-Qaeda is finding itself more stressed, in more difficult circumstances. I see the Iraqi people taking ownership. They are in and taking ownership of the fight. That is the government of Iraq, that is its security forces and its people. So I see progress. I see all the indications which tell me this is a worthy endeavor and we are making a difference here for the better.
Are you closer to peace than you were 3 or 4 months ago in Iraq?
I think we are closer towards stability. That will then bring about opportunity. With those opportunities, this nation will move forward and enjoy a peaceful existence, the like it has not seen for some considerable period of time.
Is there any way for you to measure whether any progress that you see is permanent or at least enduring, that a neighborhood you've secured will be secured when the American troops leave, or that Sunni groups that are fighting with you now will be fighting with you next month, or that Shiite militias that are quiet now will stay quiet next year?
If I had that sort of foresight, I'd just pick 6 numbers on a Saturday and make a great deal of money on the lottery. I see a tiredness where people want to try and get things in the right lane to move forward. Bakuba, the other day when the boys went up and went into Bakuba, you know, there was the streets were broadly empty. The town was pretty beaten up, not looking at all. And down the street came about a dozen young school children going to take their exams. They brave, in effect, what is difficult and dangerous circumstances in order to place themselves in a position where they have a future and an opportunity. And that is worth fighting for.
When do you leave Iraq?
When do I leave? Literally, my clock is now running. I have about just a few more days to go.
Coming back?
I intend to come back, as I said, to the good Dr. Rabai today, who I was having a chat to earlier on.
National Security Advisor.
To come back as a guest and eat some masgouch down on the Tigris in some time in the future. Not too distant, I hope.
Could you imagine being a tourist outside the green zone walking around?
Sure.
In the not-too-distant future?
Yes, but of course my not-too-distant future is probably, we're talking about maybe 3, 5, I don't know. I ain't got a clue. Tell me about that. The answer is, but I can see the opportunity is here for me to be enjoying a good meal on the banks of the Tigris in the not-too-distant future.
Well, General Lamb, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Hey, pleasure.
That's British Lieutenant General Graham Lamb. He is finishing 1 year serving in Iraq in a senior position.